Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host Dolum Surung and ready to start today's edition with the daily news followed by a musical break as usual. Then the program will be continued with a talk about the traditional Mongolian tea. Stay with us. Here is the news. Projects on road and transport infrastructure to be implemented. Minister of Road and Transport Development Halter had a meeting with the chief representative of Japan International Cooperation Agency or JICA in Mongolia, Tamura Eriko, last week. At the meeting, JICA presented the current progress of the baseline study on strengthening road and transport infrastructure in Ulaanbaatar and a study on a development plan of New Zomot City to be built near the Genghis Khan Airport. The study is expected to implement land projects including highway construction and upgrade project, railway signal upgrade project, traffic control system improvement project, public transport system project, and other projects on a light rail network between Ulaanbaatar and Genghis Khan Airport, logistics center, residential area development, and a free economic zone. Moreover, Transport Minister also expressed a request in exporting Mongolian mineral products to Japan via Russia and China. He then asked for JICA support and cooperation in involving Japanese companies in a plan due to the talks about export are underway with the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism to start trail transport. Scholarship program of Germany expects to carry out. Deputy Governor of the capital city met with the Director of FAV Service GGMBH of Germany to talk about jointly training employees with specialized skills and involving the citizens and youth of Ulaanbaatar in 2.5 years scholarship program with both academic and practical components in Germany. According to the Agency for Skilled Personal Marketing in a country, the program is open to those who meet the language requirement. Deputy Governor noted that conducting a detailed study of critical occupations in Mongolia is important. Also, he underscored that the program to be implemented with Germany will allow the participants to work in a country after their academic studies or to study for their next degree. In addition, Mongolia is one of five countries that the program will be implemented in and 95% of the program participants successfully finished their studies. Provincial-level regional conferences were held. The third in a series of provincial-level regional conferences held under the 30th anniversary commemoration of the Asian Development Bank or ADB and Mongolia Partnership, which was held this week covering eastern provinces, namely Hinti, Dornod and Sukhothar. At the conference, the provincial governor's offices gave presentations on successes and lessons from Asian Development Bank or ADB-funded projects in provinces and the prospects of the future partnership. During the first part of the conference, high-level representatives of project executives, agencies including the Ministry of Construction and Urban Development, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education and Science, Ministry of Environment and Tourism, and Ministry of Labor and Social Protection emphasized the importance of the Asian Development Bank or ADB's projects in a wide range of areas, including a post-COVID economic recovery and implementing social and economic goals to meet the needs of the region's growing population. The second part of the event focused on a region's sustainable development and the need for Asian Development Bank or ADB support. Particularly, a panel discussion with parliament representatives focused on the region's development plans, challenges in implementation, and opportunities for future cooperation. Mongolia-UK bilateral relations and cooperation discussed. This Monday, Mukchung and Deputy Minister of Foreign of Mongolia held a meeting with Nigel Adams, Minister of State at the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office at UK Government in London to exchange views on bilateral relations and cooperation. Noting that Mongolia-United Kingdom or UK relations play an important role in Mongolia's foreign policy, Deputy Foreign Minister expressed the country's interest in increasing bilateral trade and British investment, as well as intensifying cooperation in the education sector. Moreover, Mr. Mukchung also shared views on some issues facing the international community, such as climate change and cybersecurity. Mr. Adams reaffirmed the British interest in strengthening and expanding bilateral relations and expressed its commitment to cooperate in exploring opportunities to increase trade and investment, intensifying cooperation in the education sector, as well as providing support to increase English language training. In addition, this first face-to-face meeting between the ministries had been suspended for almost 2 years due to the pandemic. Anniversary of Mongolia-Japan relations to occur in February next year. In connection with the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and Japan, the working group in charge of organizing celebratory events convened this week. The meeting was exchanged views on an anniversary event planned by related officials and other corresponding representatives of other ministries, organizations, friendship associations, and private sector. Within the framework of the anniversary, the year 2022 will be designated as the Mongolian-Japanese Youth Friendship and Exchange Year. Also, a logo design competition was announced and a working group called on the public to actively participate in a competition. Furthermore, celebratory events and activities for strengthening the Mongolia-Japan relationship covering the public will be held. Alright, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break with a song named My Mother is a Camel Herder. Welcome back. This is Voice of Mongolia in English. In this edition, we'll present a talk on Mongolian traditional tea. So stay tuned. Mongolians have a broad knowledge and experience of making and drinking tea, even if we aren't famous for our tea culture. The heritage of tea is connected to hospitality, nomadic lifestyle, and the harsh climate. You can also find out more precise information the relationship Mongolians have with tea through this single episode. Ancient Mongolians used to drink sute tse or tea with milk, produced with milk from cattle, camels, yaks, goats, and sheep throughout the day instead of drinking pure water. So it's common that the households brew tea several times a day and keep it in a large thermos containing 2 to 3 liters. Nowadays, the eldest Mongolian people inherited this style, while younger ones might prefer a variety of herbal tea and some kind of coffee. However, urbanized locals still show respect for milk tea, and if a family member, relative, or close friend gets sick and hospitalized, they visit a patient bringing tea with milk. In doing so, urban households brew milk tea in a kettle on a stove instead of a cauldron over an open fire. Traditional Mongolian beverage is sute tse or tea with milk, and also known as Mongolian salty tea. Mongolians differ from other nations in that they boil and drink tea with salt. There are two basic variations of tea, namely tea with milk and brown tea, that's without milk. Brown tea means a brown-colored tea known as black tea. This type of tea mostly consists of tea leaves and water, sometimes with salt. The most popular one is sute tse, which is made with mostly cow milk, water, salt, and tea leaves. The traditional way of brewing the tea with milk includes stirring it by scooping it up while it's boiling and pouring it back in from a height. Mongolian housewives brew the traditional tea that has various ingredients in order to prepare more nutritious drinks. The first type is hit tse with millet. Housewives firstly prepare brown tea infusing tea leaf and add it to the cauldron while butter or sheep fat, flour, and yellow rice are being fried. Then the milk, yellow butter, and salt are added. Another type is tea with the dumplings and borscht or dried meat. It means that dumplings and borscht or dried meat are added to hit tse that was mentioned above before adding the milk. Subsequently, the mixture is ready, milk and salt are supplemented and reboiled. On some occasions, the elders infuse the tea with the bones with marrow bone. This rare type is considered to benefit the immune system. More nutritious drinks such as tea with dumplings and tea with dried meat are almost a kind of meal. Furthermore, variations of tea differ depending on a region and ethnicity. Nomadic herders of the western mountains regions prepare a strong, salty tea that can function as a light meal, while herders along the eastern steppe drink a soft and non-salty tea. Also, there is a different experience that Mongolians drink boiled milk diluted with water. It's directly connected to the amount of salinity in a local water. While many Mongolians enjoy sute tse or tea with milk, some foreigners have a hard time adjusting to its distinctive flavor. This may be connected to the salt in a drink. Let's find out some impressions of tea with milk given by Robert, who has been residing in Mongolia for over 10 years.
Okay, I've been asked to make a few comments about the drinking of milk tea, or sute tsai, as they call it here in Mongolia. I'm originally from the Netherlands, but I've been here for many years, more than 10. I've had sute tsai at many places, both at individual places or at companies, and it's really the national drink of Mongolia. Most people have a hot thermos always ready, made in the morning, so that during the day they can give you a cup of sutei sa at any time you arrive. Now, it's a little different from the tea we're used to drinking in the West. Yeah, while it obviously has tea and milk, it also often has salt in it, which we are not used to. And sometimes it has a little bit of fat, though. It's just a little different. In the winter, you can get the tea with little dumplings in it. You have 3 or 4 dumpling tea, and that's really nice. It's just different from what we're used to. But if you ever get to Mongolia, give it a try, because it is really nice. Take care.
As for Mongolians, pouring tea is most important ritual. Herding family is new day begins with the brewing of tea with milk before sunrise in a geror yurt. Housewives must wear a hat for this early morning ceremony. Every housewife takes the first cup of tea from the cauldron and goes outside to sprinkle the tea upward with a wooden spoon. Directing it is a tribute to the sky. Pouring tea is a sign of worship and respect for Mother Earth, as well as prayer for family and herds. Then the housewife places a small cup of tea in front of a worshipped god, or thinks. At last, she offers that tea to her husband and thereafter to everyone in sequence from oldest to youngest. However, except for elders and herding families, modern Mongolians perform this tradition on national holidays, particularly during the Lunar New Year festival. Mongolians symbolize tea as a sample of pudding. So visitors are always greeted with tea with milk when they arrive at the national geror yurt in Mongolia. It's a full expression of respect for visitors by Mongolian housewives and their family. You all may have heard about Mongolian hospitality. The country is famous for preserving this ancient tradition. Especially in rural areas, housewives offer tea without asking everyone whether he or she wants something to drink or not. Milk tea is often served with borscht, which is a kind of biscuit fried in fat. You can consider that the locals had a generous attitude from ancient times. As for the symbolic people, when offered a cup of tea, it's given by the right hand with the left hand placed under the elbow of the right arm. But the recipients must drink the tea before placing it on a table. When serving tea, the spout of the kettle must not be direct to the door, which indicates loss. Mongolians are people who sincerely honor their ancestors' traditions of tea. As the milk tea shows white in color, it's considered a symbol of a good deed. So, Mongolians perform the tea ritual at the wedding ceremony. That means the bride brews new tea and offers the tea to the groom, expressing respect and caring. Also, a celebration of welcoming a new person into the family is connected with tea. Parents and members of the family wash the baby in a brown tea bath. Whenever the herding family sees a nomadic caravan, they bring tea and dairy product to the caravan. This is evidence of hospitality and good manners and enables the nomads to relax for a while. In Mongolia, if tea with milk is accidentally poured outside of the cauldron, when it's boiled, visitors tend to come soon. Furthermore, when someone goes for a long trip, his or her family members spray tea or milk on a traveler's road before the trip begins. This is a courtesy that means they wish good things and soft tea for the traveler. So, the tea ritual is a major part of heritage for Mongolians. In addition, there is a fact that Mongolians traded with their northern and southern neighbors, although Mongolians used many types of herbs and plants for tea in the 13th century. Namely, when the Silk Road trade was prospering under the protection of the Mongolian Empire, Mongolians used to import the tea from China. The Mongolian tea ritual exists in the vast plains of the country in modern civilizations and urbanization. Finally, I could say that if you visit Mongolia, especially herders in their national dwelling gear in the countryside, you would definitely experience it and experience our culture. Let's have a cozy moment via the song named Golden Autumn. Alright, here we are finishing today's episode and we've talked about traditional Mongolian tea. Thank you for listening to us and goodbye until we meet again on the airwaves. That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishte! Inside.